the day he was killed, sending love to his family and asking for compassion. And I meant it. And I still do.
The show was not seen on the dozens of ABC affiliates owned by Sinclair Broadcast Group or Nexstar Media. On social media, President Trump threatened to sue ABC, writing, "Last time I went after them, they gave me $16 million. At the United Nations in New York, a meeting between President Trump and Arab leaders on Gaza.
We're here to see if we can get the hostages back and get the war over and get back to life. Life in the Middle East, which is a beautiful life, but it's much more beautiful without wars.
After meeting with Ukrainian President Zelensky at the UN, Trump posted on social media he now believes Ukraine can turn the tide against Russia. More on that from CBS News correspondent Ed O'Keefe.
He says now, "I think Ukraine, with the support of the European Union, is in a position to fight and win all of Ukraine back in its original form. With time, patience, and the financial support of Europe, and in particular NATO, the original borders from where the war started is very much an option."
CBS's Eleanor Watson is at the Pentagon, where the defense secretary is making more changes involving women in the service.
Defense Secretary Hegseth is ending the nearly 75-year-old committee that provides advice on women in the military. The Pentagon press secretary on X said Secretary Hegseth is terminating the Defense Advisory Committee on Women in the Services because it, quote, advances a divisive feminist agenda while the secretary is focused on sex-neutral standards.
U.S. servicewomen represent about 18% of the active duty force. There's new information showing certain types of produce can increase the levels of pesticides in our bodies. Correspondent Michael Wallace has details.
The Environmental Working Group studied dozens of fruits and vegetables. Those with higher levels of pesticides include
spinach or strawberries, different stone fruits, sort of like apples and nectarines.
Study co-author Alexis Temkin says the EPA sets pesticide limits for individual fruits and vegetables, but people often eat more than one together.
The AP says Democrat Adelita Grijalva won a special election to the U.S. House in Arizona's 7th Congressional District last night. She succeeds her father, the late representative. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Mike, your gas light's on. We need to stop and fill up.
No way, Evelyn. Gas around here is too expensive. We can make it a little further.
Mike, listen to your big sister. You don't need to drive all over searching for the lowest gas prices. Do what I do and use Upside.
Upside?
Do you live under a rock, Mike? Upside is the hottest cashback app out there. It's free to download, and you get real cashback for every gallon of gas you buy. I use it all the time, and I've already made around $200.
You can make that kind of cashback just for buying the gas you have to buy anyway?
Yes. I'm looking at the Upside app now, and there's a gas station at the next exit offering 25 cents per gallon cash back.
Okay, I'm stopping to download Upside and fill up my tank. Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code SHARE to get an extra 25 cents per gallon on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank, to PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code SHARE for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code SHARE for a 25 cents per gallon bonus.
Correspondent Matt Piper reports on a convict behind bars who almost pulled off a violent attack on the outside.
57-year-old David Cassidy, federal prosecutors say, built two bombs while already in a Georgia state prison, mailing them to a federal courthouse in Anchorage, Alaska, and the Department of Justice in Washington, D.C. The indictment does not detail how the bombs were built or where the materials were obtained, but shows they were mailed from the prison. Cassidy said he did it in retaliation for prison conditions. He's been sentenced to 80 years after already being held in a variety of Georgia prisons since the early 1990s for crimes like kidnapping. Matt Piper, CBS News.
For car buyers interested in electric vehicles, the clock is ticking to take advantage of hefty federal tax credits on new and used EVs before they expire next Tuesday. EV sales reached a record high in August, with new EV sales up almost 18% year over year, and sales for used ones up a whopping 59%. Michael Toscano, CBS News.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Mostly cloudy skies in the overnight, and our winds will be light out of the north, with temperatures dropping to the upper 50s and lower 60s. For Wednesday, mostly cloudy skies. There will be a chance for a few showers across the area. Highs in the lower 70s. Currently 62 degrees.
WRJN. I'm sitting in the railway. railway station, got a ticket for my destination. On a tour of one night stands, my suitcase and guitar in hand, and every stop is neatly planned for a poet and a one-man band. Homeward bound, I wish I was homeward bound. Home, where my thoughts escaping, home, where my music's playing, home, where my love lies waiting silently for every day is an endless stream of cigarettes and magazines. And each town looks the same to me, the movies and the factories, and every stranger's face I see reminds me that I long to be homeward bound. I wish I escaping home, where my music's playing, home, where my love lies waiting silently for me. Tonight I'll sing my songs again, I'll play the game and pretend. But all my words come back to me in shades of mediocrity, like emptiness and harmony. I need someone to comfort me. Homeward bound, I wish I was homeward bound. Home, where my thoughts are escaping, home, where my music's playing, home, where my love lies waiting silently for me.
If a daddy's rich, take her out for a meal. If a daddy's what we do as we please. When the weather's fine, we go fishing or go sailing in the sea. We're always happy, the life we live in, yeah, that's our philosophy. Sing along with us, dee 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 dee. Da 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 da, yeah, we're happy. Da da da.
From Radio Park to the Wingspread Conference Center, local news and timeless hits. W-R-G.
Some friends. I can hear your voice, I can almost touch you. Sweet, sweet city woman, on the banjo and me, we got a feel for the singing.
Still. as the evening rolls on, we do too here on WRJN. For 98 years, your home for local news and now timeless hits. I'm Chris Morrow. Around the clock, we've got the music for you. Of course, Packers and season, the Brewers. We've got Badgers, basketball and football and high school sports too. Try to cover all the bases, so to speak, as it comes to sports. And of course, the timeless hits. More on the way next from WRJN.
The green and gold, tailgating the frozen tundra. Lambeau Field has a legacy all its own, including where to build it. Residents on both sides of Green Bay argued for it. Officials wanted property with room for growth. In the end, 50 acres of farmland was purchased, but the address, Ashwaubenon. More bargaining, and in 1956, the land was annexed to Green Bay. Now, do you know the other reason leaders considered this annexation so important? Parking, beer sales, keeping the Packers in Green Bay? The answer coming up. The Green Bay City Stadium project moved quickly from there, and in less than a year, opened with a Packers-Bears game. It became Lambeau Field in 1965, following the death of team co-founder and coach Curly Lambeau. So did you guess why the land annexation was so important? It's all three, keeping the team in the city, parking, and beer sales. Ashwaubenon was dry at the time. Officials believe Packers fans wanted to be able to buy beer and could in Green Bay. This history makes it a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
Pasadena. A little old lady from Pasadena.
Go, Granny, go, Granny, go, Granny, go.
Has a pretty little flower bed of white gardenia.
Go, Granny, go, Granny, go, Granny, go.
But parked in a rickety old garage is a brand new shiny red Super Sconta.
Little old lady from Pasadena. She drives me fast and she drives me hard. She's the terror of Colorado Boulevard.
WRJN is more than just radio. Check out WRJN.com for local and state news, fun poll questions, sports schedules, streaming, podcasts, and local event calendars. You can also suggest songs and sign up for our WRJN newsletter, reaching Racine beyond the radio. Online at WRJN.com.
Trigonometry. Don't know much about algebra. name. Hello, I love you, let me jump in your game. She's walking down the street, blind to every eye she meets. Do you think you'll be the guy to make the queen of the angels sigh? Hello, I love you, won't you tell me your name? Hello, I love you, let me jump in your game. Hello, I love you, won't you tell me your name? Hello, I love you, let me jump in your game. She holds her head so high, like a statue in the sky. Her arms are wicked and her legs are long. When she moves, my brain screams out this song.
Hometown Radio, refreshed. WRJN.
You gotta think about you. I just can't live without you. I really want you ever know near me.
looks intoxicate me. Even though your folks hate me, there's no one like you, Eleanor, really. Let's go out to a movie. What do you say now, Eleanor? Can we? They'll turn the lights way down low. Maybe we won't watch the show. I think I love you, Eleanor. Love me.
Tell me. sure if this is late night or early morning, but whatever you call it, we're still playing the timeless hits to get you to daylight. 1400 AM, 99.9 FM, and 89.1 FM. WRJN.
Child abuse is not a bad parent problem.
And the causes may be different than you think.
You see, paid family leave,
that prevents child abuse.
And high quality, affordable child care
prevents child abuse too.
Prevent Child Abuse America promotes programs and resources informed by science that help communities, parents, and kids thrive.
Because when we keep families out of crisis,
we prevent child abuse
from ever happening.
Go to PreventChildAbuse.org to learn more.
Let's solve child abuse before it ever happens.
WRJN.
Count me out. And if I'm not
around to see my other side.
Local news and timeless hits, WRJN, Racine, Kenosha.